with B92's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
All right, so if you didn't notice, yesterday I was gone.
Yeah, you were.
It's because our dog kept me up all night long. So our dog is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And two nights ago was up all night long digging and digging and digging and digging into our mattress. For some reason, she decided our mattress was where she wanted to nest.
Yeah.
And so I ended up moving to the floor, and like a good dog, she went to the floor and then started digging on my pillow.
Oh, jeez.
She just wants to be next to you.
Yeah, she does. She wanted to be next to me. So anyway, I didn't come to work, and I slept in, and then I texted the lady who is in charge of her pregnancy, and I just said she was digging all night long. She goes, all right, just bring her over around 11 o'clock. And that means that she'll just be at her house until she has the puppies, and then... Mm-hmm. Anyway, so nice. on the way to her house, it was like 10:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I decided, all right, I'm going to get Jovi, that's her name, Jovi a bath real quick. So they have a dog/car wash.
And over on Bluff Street.
Yeah, I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her a quick. It's really quick, and it has an air dryer. It has everything
right.
for the dogs.
Huh.
Really simple. And in the middle of washing, I lift up her tail to wash her bum.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this big black bubble. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a puppy being born.
I have not.
I have
I'll
not.
Answer it.
I had not until yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
When she's in this big tub soaking wet.
Yeah.
And there's this, and I was like, oh, crap.
Here comes the baby. Yeah.
Here comes one of the puppies. So I lift her out of the big tub and place her on the
towel.
And
on
then
the floor.
I immediately text Michael, car wash now.
Who's this Michael you speak of?
Oh, Mikey.
So anyway, yeah, she texts me. Yeah, she didn't say anything but car wash, dog wash, car wash now.
Yeah, that's
and
it. Like,
okie dokie. So
and
then I just,
oh, wow, you just went. You didn't even, like, question it?
No.
Wow, you're
I've been married
so good.
Long enough. I figured it out.
There you go.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I sat there while this black bubble just comes out,
mm-hmm.
and Jovi's not in pain at all.
No.
And then... Jovi just starts licking around the puppy. And I have heard horror stories of puppies being born deceased.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, crap. Like, I didn't, I'd never dealt with this before. And I'm sitting here alone at a car
in the
wash.
And there's a dude in the wash next to him just washing his dog. Like, whatever.
I have no idea.
No idea.
So Jovi licks the whole sack and eats it.
Eats it.
Oh, yeah. That's what dogs do.
They eat it. They
what?
Eat the placenta or whatever, like all of that.
And then I notice while she's licking this puppy that it's moving and breathing. So
right.
I was like, okay.
Oh, so it was a puppy. It wasn't just a black blob.
No.
Nope.
It was
this
a puppy.
This was a puppy. She gave birth.
I know. So then Mikey comes like right around that time. And then as he is showing up, like trying to help me, like, get a jacket to warm her up because she's soaking wet and cold.
Yeah.
And I had already called the lady and she was on her way to come pick them up and take her to her house where it's warm and where she knows how to take care of them. A second puppy starts coming out.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And
well, we had read that there's supposed to be like a half an hour between each one.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is more like...
It
10
was like,
minutes,
no,
maybe?
No, not even 10 minutes. Like 2 to 3 minutes.
Blip, blip, blip.
Yeah.
Just coming right on
and,
out.
Anyway, so...
You did all the Googling.
Yeah, so... Well, no,
sure.
I
how to deliver puppies. I don't know what you're supposed to do. And there's so much that...
The breeder's like, no.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much that a dog just instinctively knows to do in this situation,
it's
which is absolutely... And then I'm looking at it, I'm going, wow, humans are dumb.
Yeah, man.
Because
we really have no
idea what we're doing.
Well, yeah. Jovi even, like... She's supposed to eat the umbilical cord.
Yep.
She knows that.
Yeah.
She takes it off the puppy and eats it. And then...
No one told her that.
Then the afterbirth, there's an afterbirth after each puppy.
Ugh.
Jovi eats that. I know!
It was not appetizing.
I will
tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I did not have lunch yesterday.
I bet you didn't.
I was done.
I wouldn't have either.
No.
All right, long story short, she had two puppies at this car/dog wash.
Mm-hmm.
The lady came, picked up the two puppies, and then we carried Jovi to her van.
Mm-hmm.
And they drove to the breeder's house, and she had four more puppies at the breeder's house.
Uh-huh.
And it was fascinating and exciting. And
we're grandparents.
Yes.
Aww.
We're doggy grandparents. And
so if someone wants to purchase a puppy.
She is.
That's right.
She is as much of a puppy as she is, Jovi. Like, she's like almost 2 years old.
Yeah.
She's a good mom.
Right.
Like, she's,
yeah, man.
She's just. She's awesome.
She learned from the best.
So when a dog is like eating all of this gross stuff and during thing, and I was just thinking, yeah, this is fascinating. But when Bonnie had our kids and I was walking around going, you gonna eat that? Everybody thought I was gross.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Go! You're listening to
The Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Today's hit music.
B92.1.
The weather is brought to you by Perks.